I am very thankful this morning we able to come and look into the word of the Lord.
Yes, amen.
Saints, this is our roadmap.
That's right.
And this is our assignment. Thank you. In the word of the Lord. And if we have a preaching topic this morning, it would be God's assignment. Amen. And if we have any teachers in here, I know that's a very familiar word that you use to your class. I got assignment to give you. One of my daughters, she kind of complained about her, my grandson teacher last year. She said they do a lot of playing in the classroom, but they give quite a bit of assignments for homework. And she didn't really like that. She said, look like they will do that work in the class, and if you don't get it all done, you know, then you give assignment to go home. Amen. So I want to say assignment. The Lord has a assignment. Amen. And that is the word of the Lord. Bible teaches us to study his word to show ourselves approved, a workman needing not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of the Lord. And I remember when I was in school, my Gramble grade years, the teacher used to give us assignment out of the textbook, read chapter 7. Amen, and answer the questions in the back. You know, they had the questions. So, you know, you weren't that gifted just to answer those questions, but you had to read. But in my textbook, I didn't have chapter 7. The chapter was gone out of the book. It was missing chapters in the book that I had and a lot of us had back there in that time in the 60s, if anybody know what we're talking about. Amen. They say turn to chapter 7. I'm there flipping and trying to find it, and it's not there. And then when, you know, back in the day when you had those textbooks, every year who get that textbook, you put your name in the front of the book. It had spaces for you to put your name. Amen. And I think they had like 7 or 8 spaces, but there was in my textbook folks named Pastor 7 and 8 and went on down and they wrote it all over the page. And they should have thrown that book in the trash. Right. Now, I can't learn like that.
That's right.
I need all the chapters. So my mom said, listen here, I'm going to pull you out of that school. Because you can't get no learning from that school. You can't do your assignment.
That's right.
So she did. She took me out of the black school and put me into the white school. And in that school, they had nice books. All the chapters.
That's right.
And I was able to read. And then I was able to get my lesson out. Now, young people, you know when you don't get your lesson out, your assignment that your teacher gave you to do, and you don't do it, amen, then you're going to fail that class. And I'm here to say in the fear of God, this book right here is the book of assignment.
That's right.
And if you don't dig in the word and live according to the word, you're going to fail. You're going to fail God. He's going to say, where I am, you cannot come. We don't want the Lord to say that to us.
No.
I want the Lord to say the same thing when I go get me a steak out there at the steakhouse, Texas Roadhouse. They say, bro, how you want your steak? I say, well done.
Amen.
I don't want to see no pink. And I want you to burn it up now, because sometimes they burn it up. They put the pretty side up and the burnt side down. Amen. I know how to flip that stick over and say, hey, man, oh, this is burnt. Could I get another one, please? But I like a well-done steak, and also I like the Lord to say, well done, thy good and faithful servant. Amen. Amen. And I do believe that's why we're all here this morning. Because we want to be ready when the Lord comes. We want the Lord to look on us with a smile. Amen. Because we are pleasing him. We're following his procedure. Amen. I'm going to say another thing, and we're going to talk about some natural things now. How many cooks do we have in the house? Amen, Sister Patsy. Look up. I don't know your name, sorry, because this is my first time coming. I don't know y'all. I was trying to get there, but I won't even get it, but we'll meet after the service. Oh, yes, yes, yes. Yes, she's a cook right here. Praise God. Look her here. Samara. Not Samara, but Samaya. Samaya. Praise God. I ate some of her delicious food. But I'm here to tell you this. The key factor is, I see her take out that recipe book.
That's right.
Amen. And she began to look. It said 3 eggs. It said, amen. A cup and a half of flour. Some flavoring and some milk and all the good stuff that goes into that recipe. In order to have that cake or whatever you're cooking, a pie, amen, to have that to come out well, you have to go by the recipe. Yes. Is that right? Yes. Amen. So it is important. If you leave one ingredient out, it's not going to come out right. I don't care how long you've been cooking, Grandma. You got to go by the recipe.
Right.
Amen. Now, we're living in a time now that people with the word of the Lord, they said, man, I remember we had a street meeting there in North Carolina, and I was going to this lady's house. She was an old lady. We knocked to the door. She came out. We said, we're just trying to share the gospel. We're trying to do this. And she put her hand on her hip. Sir, I know the Bible. I done read the Bible 2-3 times. I know how to live for God. So I don't need your assistance.
That's right.
But I'm here to tell you in the fear of God, I don't care how many times you read the Bible, you still don't know everything.
That's right.
Amen. See, this Bible ain't like a novel. You know, you read a novel and you get that good, the main central thought, but you can't just cap this down in one thought.
Right.
The Bible, every time you read it, you get different meanings. Amen. I've been preaching for a pretty good while. And it's still a miracle how I read these scriptures years ago and now I get more enlightened.
Amen.
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 So let us get acquainted with these 66 books.
Yes.
And I know I might sound like a school teacher, and let's do our assignment class.
Amen.
Amen. Follow the word of the Lord. Follow it from precept to precept, line on line. Amen. Then when the Lord come, he'll say, well done, thy good and faithful servant. Now, I don't want you to just read it, but I want you to live it. Sometimes we got readers. We got people that read the Bible and just to have an argument with somebody. They ain't reading to try to live right. They go get to a lot of different little chapters of books in the Bible, and they just say, you know, the Bible said this, and they out of balance. And I said, no, it didn't mean that. It means this. But they want to get the Bible to challenge you and to argue with you. Listen, don't argue with nobody when you come try to tell people about the word. The word stands on itself and on its own. They don't need us propping it up. Amen. See, because if people don't want it, the Bible calls them folks dogs. Don't give his word to dogs, because they'll arrange you, the word says. They'll take it and just argue with you and fuss back and all of that. When somebody want to hear the word, praise God, man, I'm right there ready for them. And I came in this congregation the other day, and I was to see the new ones here, and they hungry for the word. And I want to tell you, keep being hungry for the word. It will help you in your natural life, your spiritual life. It'll help you all around. So I want to tell you, assignment is very important.
That's right.
And we need to take time and study. Ain't that word said study to show thyself approved?
Right.
Amen. Study the word. Know the word. Praise God. Because a lot of times the people that you're talking to, they know the word too. They'll tell you the word say this. Amen. And the word say that. And praise God. So I'm thankful for the word of the Lord. And I'm going to do my assignment. I got some assignments that the Lord told me to do before I leave, because I'm getting ready to fly out of here on tomorrow. But I want to leave a message to you, and I hope you allow it to go into your ears and into your heart.
Yeah.
Not in one ear and not the other. It won't do you no good.
Right.
And I'm not here to waste time, and I hope you ain't here to waste time. But the Bible says over here in Ecclesiastes the 12th chapter, and the 13th and 14th verses. It said, let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter.
Yes.
Is to fear God and keep his commandments. For this is the whole duty of man. For God shall bring every work into judgment with every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be bad.
Yes.
Amen. Now, this is the conclusion. This meaning conclusion is the last. Amen. You done read this and you done did that. But let's listen at the conclusion of the whole matter. We must fear God. Amen. We must respect God. And the Bible said, and we must keep his commandments. And one verse of scripture said, and his commandments is not grievous. In other words, it ain't hard so hard that we cannot live it. Praise God. Heaven is a holy place filled with glory and with grace. And sin cannot enter there. Praise God. In order to go back with him, we got to walk a holy life. We got to live a holy life. We got to, amen, walk in holiness. Holiness means living pure, living blameless, living righteous, praise God. Sometimes people don't understand about holiness. They call it holy. It is a holy church. And I go to a holiness church. And amen. And they're spinning around. And they're doing cartwheels. And amen. Doing a lot of stuff. That ain't got nothing to do with holiness. Holiness is walking right. Loving your neighbor. Doing God's will, praise God. And loving everybody. Praise ye the Lord. Sometimes I see people say they're holy, and I see some more stuff in them. Amen. And God ain't pleased with that. Praise God. You got to be clean. You got to be pure. You got to keep his commandments, not just the two or three that favorite commandments you like, but we got to keep the whole book.
That's right.
And eat it up.
Amen.
Praise God. We can't be like children when you feeding children. I've been a catering for pretty close 40 years, and that was my job to set the table. And get the food prepared and put it up there. A lot of time, the children around the table got the cookies and the good old chocolate cakes and banana pudding. But amen. But I tell you, when you're in my home, amen, I don't even put that on the table until you eat those collard greens.
Those
pinto beans, mac and cheese, and fried chicken. Yes, we did have watermelon too. Amen. Thank God good. Praise God. Let us say soul food. Amen. That was the auto soul. But not the animal soul. This is your soul food right here. Amen. For your spiritual body. Sometimes we forget, amen, to read our Bibles. We forget, amen, to study the word. Amen. We'll just, oh, I forgot. Oh, before I go to bed, I'm going to get into the word. Amen. I want to tell you in the fear of the Lord, that don't work. It don't work with me, and it don't work with you. Wait till you get, you done did everything, you done retired for the night, now you're getting ready to hop into bed, and you want to open up the Bible and read. You ain't going to be reading that word looking at you, and you ain't seeing it. Amen. Because you tired, you done went to sleep, the Bible's sitting there, you got it holding, you're doing it right, but you wait till you got too exhausted.
That's right.
Amen. Let's outsmart the devil. Let's read that word when we fresh.
Yes.
I like to read my word in the morning time. Amen. What I can think. I don't want to wait. I done did a catering and it took me all day to do it. I'm coming home. I'm tired. I take a shower. That's the first thing you do. Then you done got relaxed. And you're ready to go to sleep. But we need to read that word just like we eat. How many meals we eat a day?
Three
square meals a day and two, three snacks on the side, right? Amen. Look like nobody... Don't look like nobody missing a meal in here. Look like we're pretty healthy. Praise God. Amen. So we don't forget about this outside, but sometimes we forget about this inside. And we need to make sure that we read this word three times a day. Amen. And we need to pray. That's what's wrong with the world now. Folks ain't praying. And that's why the world is in the condition and people is in the condition it in. Bible said, if my people were to call by my name, will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked way. Amen. Then he will forgive the sins and heal the land. Amen. You want your land healed? Not only the land in this world, but this is our land right here. Right in our heart. You want your land healed?
Yes.
Amen. Read your word. Pray. Amen. I ain't talking about them little nursery prayer that they used to teach us in school. Amen. I'm talking about get down to business and let the Lord pour into your heart. And you pray. And you pray until the answer comes. Huh? Amen. Praise God. Let us go back to our Father's praying ground. Amen. We left it, but we need to come back. See, that's our assignment. I'm giving y'all an assignment. Are you writing this stuff down? You got your tablets out? Notepad? Amen. I'm your teacher for today.
Amen.
Amen. It is needful. You want to stay encouraged? You want to stay on fire for God? You want to be in His army? Praise God. There's certain things we must do.
That's right.
We must follow the word of the Lord. As it said, keep, fear the Lord, and keep His commandment, for this is the whole duty of a man. For God shall bring every work into judgment with every secret thing. Uh-oh. We live in a time where there's a lot of secret stuff.
That's right.
Amen. Want to hide stuff. Don't want nobody to know what I'm doing. Don't want nobody to know where I stay at. Don't want nobody to know nothing about me. You ask a question, you looking up. I want you to look up, but ask my question. Look down and ask my question, though.
Right.
Amen. I'm glad you looking up. I believe we all need to look up. But we live in a time that a lot of secret stuff. But I want to let you know in the fear of God, you may fool me, but you can't fool God.
Right.
Amen. He see you behind the tree back there. Amen. He see you in the dark alleys. Amen. You can't hide from God. How many know He has an ever seeing eye? He see you just as good in the nighttime that He can in the daytime. So you might as well just come out and say, Lord, here I am. Adam, where art thou? Why did Adam, as the Bible said, hid himself from the Lord? Anytime you hide yourself from the Lord, you're doing wrong.
Yes, right.
But and in the other hand, you can't hide from God because God sees you.
That's right.
He knew where Adam was. Adam won't hide. He knew where, but he wanted Adam to be willing to say, here am I, Lord. But when you sin, that's why you don't show up for prayer meeting. Oh, amen. When you do wrong, that's why you ain't here on Sunday morning. You start backing off from worship service. You'll start, amen, hiding around. And that's why that's the same attitude Adam had, because they both sinned. And they wanted to hide themselves, the Bible said, from the presence of the Lord. And I want to tell you, when you start trying to hide yourself from the presence of the Lord, you're going to go downhill. So stay in worship service. Be here at prayer meeting night. You got a Bible study on Friday? Be there. Now, I'm a tough person. A tough preacher on worship. You know, because this is just like our filling station. Back in the days, you used to, amen, and Sister Doris, back in your day, you know, they used to call gas station filling stations. Mm-hmm. That means you pull in and they want you to fill up with some gas. But I want to tell you, in the fear of the Lord, this is where you get your fuel. Right here in congregation and the word of the Lord. It fills you up. It keeps you rejoicing. It keeps joy level up on all-time high. It gives you power to live a holy life. Praise God. It gives you power to walk in righteousness. Amen. If you get more, you get in God, more, amen, you it will come out. Amen. Like I said last night, more money you put in the bank, the more money you can get out the bank. No need to go to the teller machine and then you put nothing in there. You ain't going to get nothing out. Amen. You got to put something in God. You got to seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And then these things must be added unto us. Amen. We just want to sit and walk around and say we saved. Y'all go to Church of God down here. And yeah, I do this. But are you living right?
That's right.
The Lord is coming back for ready people.
Amen.
Coming back for prepared people. Amen. So I'm here to tell you right here in Boley, Oklahoma. Like I said earlier, we're fighting that same devil in North Carolina. And we don't have time to live raggedy lives.
Amen.
We don't have time to slack up. It's time to be on fire.
That's right.
It's time to be on fire for God. I'm seeing too many empty benches in churches. Amen.
Amen.
God ain't pleased with that.
No.
Come to church. Bring someone. I wish I had another week here. Because every one of you all will bring someone tomorrow night. If you insist in doing that, it'll happen. Amen. Go out here in these hedges and highways and compel thee to come. You remember the lady at the well?
Yes.
She got excited about the living water.
Amen.
Not this type of water here. And I thank you whoever gave me this water, but I'm a thirst again. But I want to recommend you to the living water, the everlasting water, where you ain't never going to thirst again. And I'm going to introduce you to that man. Come and see this man that can give you the everlasting water. Praise God. She came with her little water pot, but when the Lord came, she forgot that pot. She left that pot. And she got so excited because that pot ain't doing nothing for me. But I got something, hallelujah, that'll make me live a holy life.
Amen.
I got something in me that'll help me to walk righteously. I got something in me that want me to help share the gospel. Praise God. I thank God. I said I thank God. I met that man. And I want you to get a knowledge of this man. Can you come? Listen, can you come and see this man that can do all things? Praise God. You looking at me kind of funny this morning, but I'm going to tell you, I am intoxicated. Yes, I am intoxicated. I am intoxicated with Jesus. That's why I act like I act. That's why I do like I do. It's something about when you get acquainted with the Lord, he makes the difference. Hey, God good in here. Yes, yeah, call me what you want to call me. It don't make no difference, but as long as I got peace with God, I know everything gonna be all right. Hey, God, do I have any witness in this place? Do you know everything is gonna be all right? Glory. I said glory. I want to tell you something else. You know we are too quiet. As being Christian people, we can look back. Come on, somebody. Bring your neck back. Sometimes I say don't look back, but now I'm going to tell you look back. Look back and see what God has done. Look back and see, amen, all those miracles he worked for you. Look back and see all the greatness he done. Now, come on, somebody, and it'll give you a praise in your heart. Amen. The Bible said, let everything that have breath praise ye the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Don't act like he ain't doing nothing. You ain't hollering. Say praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. You know the Lord is good.
No, praise him with a loud voice.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. He is good. And he is good all the time.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know hallelujah is the highest praise? Yes. The devil don't want you to say that. So don't do what how he wants you to serve him, you know. Yeah, you saved? Yeah. Yeah, saved. Man, when you're on fire for God, like I said, I believe I said this in Guthrie. I used to preach to 5 nursing homes. Amen. My dad was the pastor, and I let him pastor. But I was a young man. I wanted to preach. So I can't get in the way of my dad. So I said, I'll start preaching in nursing homes. Amen. Well, he didn't give me a Sunday night. He preached Sunday morning. But nevertheless, I had a pretty good crowd out there. And I was asking people, I said, how many people in here know that you saved? Know that you know that you know. I was saying that to the nursing home people. And some did just like this. Then some, the majority of them did like this. He's looking around. Yeah. Put it back down. If you got that up and down salvation, you ain't got nothing. Hello in Jesus' name. When you say, you know you say. If you ask me, is I'm saved this morning, I say yes. Any more questions? Amen. We're not in this thing to play.
That's right.
You got to have that know so salvation. You got to know what you have on hand. If you don't know what you have on hand, then I know the devil going to just knock you off the walk path. But you got to realize when you know you got what you need, then you are wrapped up and tied up and tangled up in the Lord. And when the devil comes, you can rebuke him.
That's right.
I say, get thee hence. I didn't say, get thee behind me, because I don't want him back there.
Right.
Amen. Come on, somebody.
Right.
Amen. He's been back there for a long time. That's why I couldn't get straight, because he's still back there bothering me.
Right.
And I got to keep looking back at him.
Right.
I'm a follower of the Lord, and I just preached last night to stay focused on him, and I'm looking back. You remember in Ephesians, the whole armor of God?
That's right.
Was there a back plate? So what did that mean? You don't turn your back then. Your back wasn't protected, but it was a breastplate.
That's right.
Wasn't it? So he don't want you to run from the devil, but he wants you to push the devil out of your life. The devil can bring them old fiery darts. Your back's off the breastplate. You protect it. You got the helmet of salvation.
Yes.
You have the sword of the Spirit.
Yes.
You got your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. You got the breastplate of righteousness.
Yes.
You got all these armors on. Now you're able to face the devil.
Yes.
But a lot of times while we're not able to face the devil, we don't have the whole armor of God.
Yes.
You got to have every one of those armors. You got, amen, you cannot be half-dressed trying to fight the devil because you're going to get whipped.
Yeah, that's right.
Don't never think the devil ain't got no power.
Oh, yeah.
But when you got God, he can't do nothing.
Amen.
But if you're trying to fight him on your own, you're going to get tore up.
Oh, Lord. That's right.
But that's why it pays us to put on the whole armor of God.
Amen.
So we'll be able to quench the fiery darts of the wicked.
Yes.
You'll be able to make it. You won't have to run. I'm going to tell you, I quit running from the devil a long time. Amen. I'm not saying he'll come right back. He persisted. But you keep him on the run.
Amen.
You let him know I'm God's property.
Yes.
Amen. I'm GP. I'm God's property. And you're not going to destroy me. Because if God is for me, who can be against me?
Yeah.
One can chase 1,000. Yeah. And 2 can put 10,000 to flight.
Yes.
All right. Amen. So we're equipped.
All right.
I don't know what kind of ammunition you had when you came in here, but I want to tell you, you can have it, your bag packed.
That's right.
Amen. You can be full of the greatness of God.
Yes.
Amen. You can trample over the devil.
Thank the Lord.
As that song I love so much, and I call it, did I call it today? If I didn't, I love it. And I quoted it last night, and I'm going to quote it again. How many know you got to be determined?
Yes.
Amen. You got to mean what you're doing.
Yes.
That song said, I mean. Y'all looking at me. No, I'm not mean. I'm not mean. I'm good. You got to listen to that the rest of the sentence. I mean to go right on.
That's right.
Until the crown is won.
Yes.
I mean to fight the fight of faith till life on earth is done. I will never more turn back. Defeat I shall not know. For God will give me the victory if you keep going.
Amen.
Amen. Won't he do it?
Yes,
it will. And because you got the victory, that don't mean he's going to stop opposing you and opposition going to just stop. It's going to come. Should opposition come? Should foe obstruct my way? Should persecution and fire be lit as in the ancient day? With Jesus by my side, his peace within my soul, no matter if the battle's hot, I mean to win the goal.
That's right.
Long you got Jesus,
yes.
You all right.
Amen.
Amen. If you don't get nothing out of this sermon but this one thing, as long you got Jesus,
amen,
on board,
yes,
amen, he'll do the rest.
Amen.
You'll have a victory. You'll keep going on. You won't let nobody stop you. Amen. Like I was so glad to see we was coming. And what's your name, sister?
Naomi.
Naomi. Amen. She was standing outside and she stopped us and she wanted to come to church. I think she had a mind on another church, but she said, but can I come with y'all? I clearly said, I know she was probably talking to Sister Clay because Sister Clay know her. I said, yes, you can come with us.
Thank you, Lord.
Yeah, man. We had a full load, but we had to make a second load. I'm familiar about making second loads. I used to be a bus driver. Sometimes you don't get them on the first, you go back and get them on the second load.
Yeah.
Amen. Welcome for Jesus. And I'm glad she's here.
Thank
praise
you.
God. And that's a blessing. You didn't let nothing distract you. That was the message on last night. Somebody could have came by and said, hey, let's go down here to the store. I buy you a meal and let's go to the restaurant. But you stayed there and waited for this sister to come pick you up. And you didn't let nothing deter you. And that's how we make heaven our home. When it's time for fellowship time, when it's time for service time, when it's time to live for God, when it's time to eat your meal, amen, three fields, don't let nothing distract you from the greatness of God. Now I'm going to tell you something. I'm a mechanic by trade and we got a shop behind the home, my home. And every time you go to prayer meeting, somebody wants me to check the car. Hey, Mr. Leonard, can you? I said, let me say this, sir. I'm getting ready to go to church.
Amen.
Yeah. Now, I'll be glad to talk to you tomorrow. Amen. Praise God. Not today, okay? And you have a good day. See, I could have sat there talking to him. Then I looked, the church started at 7, it's 8:30. I said, ain't no need to go now. I don't waste time talking to this man. Don't let nothing hinder you from doing God's will.
Help us, Lord.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen. We need to call on the Lord. Because a lot of things, sometimes I'm self-employment. I run a food truck and all this kind of stuff. And sometimes things come up right like a food truck rodeo. They used to have it on Saturday. Then after a while, they changed to Sunday. I said, the devil is a liar. I buy food rodeo. They said, where you at, JC? You don't come. I said, because they put it on Sunday.
Right.
I said, I'm a minister. I have to preach on Sunday.
That's right.
Amen. What is a food rodeo? I'm going to lose my soul. For some food rodeo. Amen. Everybody come to see the food trucks. And we got all variety of food. Amen. And they come.
And I'm one of the top.
Thank the Lord.
Look here. I don't have to boast and brag, but I tell you one thing. When it comes down to fish and chicken wings and hot dog with homemade chili, I got them. Amen. And you know why I got them? Because before I do anything, I pray. And when I pull up on the site, I have my employees. I say, let's pray. And I pray. And I, when you pray, guess what? God sends results. God makes things happen for you. God, amen, makes you get customers. I see people walking by and they look, there'll be done went to a lot of them. And I see somebody pointed, that man right there in that red trailer right there, that's where you need to go. Amen. And that's how we want to do as being the Christians. You know, that church right there, that's where you need to go. Because when they pray, amen, you can feel the results. Amen. When you go to that church, you can feel the Spirit of the Lord. Amen. That's where you need to go. Ain't that right? Make the way attractive. Amen. This way is supposed to be attractive. Amen. We're supposed to be happy and we're supposed to be rejoicing. You know, I see people sometimes, some places I've been, I say, I wouldn't even go in there. Those faces hung down and they looking all mean and mad. Oh, come on. You say you saved? Do you realize it takes 80 muscles to frown?
Yeah.
And it don't take but 10 muscles to smile? Why are you using all them extra 70 muscles for? You look mean. Why your face all toe up? And you talking about Jesus on one side of your mouth and you looking like you don't know Jesus. Let's make this way appealing.
Amen.
Make this way attractive.
Yes,
praise God. I hope before I leave, it'll remind you of some things. Amen. That's what I'm all about. To shake the oak tree. Or the nut tree. Amen. Let the nuts fall off.
Yes.
Praise God. So may God bless us here.
Amen.
Assignment. All of that's still assignment. Praise God. All right, let's move on. All right, Ephesians. Someone get me that. We're going to get on through here now. Ephesians 4:1. What is that? Amen. Read that for me, please. We got to make each step count. And then while someone get me that scripture, get me Ephesians 5, the 5th chapter, verses 15 through 21. Amen. And now I want Ephesians 4:1. Who got that? Read again.
I therefore,
the prisoner of the Lord,
beseech you, I beg you,
that you walk worthy
of the vocation
wherewith ye are called. Praise God.
Amen.
Amen. Can you read that again?
I therefore.
Paul is saying, the prisoner of the Lord.
Beseech you.
I beg you.
That you walk worthy of the vocation.
That's it. Hold it right there, sister. That you walk worthy of the vocation. And?
Wherewith ye are called.
We all are called.
That's
you know, sometimes when you get out of school, they have like vocation it's where you take a course, amen, you might want to do nursing, you might want to do air conditioning, amen. So that's you can go and take up. But this is our vocation right here, amen, is the word of God. And we need to walk worthy, meaning we got to live it. We got to, amen, allow that this word to intercede into our hearts, into our minds, and then we're living according to God's word, amen. From Genesis to Revelation, we cannot say, well, I can't live that, but I can live this over here. But we got to take the whole book and we got to eat it up. Praise God.
Amen.
Amen. All right. That's good. Thank you, sister.
Yes.
All right. Who gave me Ephesians 5? I want to read verses 15 through 21. Get that for me, please.
See in that you walk circumspectly.
Yes.
Not as fools, but as wise.
Come on.
Redeeming the time.
Yes.
Because the days are evil.
Yes.
Wherefore be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is.
Yes.
And be not drunk with wine, wherein excess, but be filled with the Spirit.
Thank the Lord.
How far you want
to
go?
To the 21st.
Speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of God.
Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord. That's a good assignment.
Yes.
Amen. Do y'all hear that? It says, see then that ye walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise.
Right.
Yes. Amen. Can we see all that just a little while? That means pause and meditate.
Yes.
Let that digest. You know, sometimes you be eating food, that food be so good, and you can't even hardly take another bite until you digest that part and let that get into your body. And this is what we want this word to do, because this is saying something. Now, we be seeing everything else, but see then that you walk circumspectly. Circumspectly means that you walk carefully.
That's right.
Amen. Take your time. Walk right in his footsteps.
Yeah, that's right.
Praise God. Follow him and quit trying to take the lead. We don't know where we're going.
That's right.
Amen. We don't know what we're doing. So that's why we have to walk circumspectly. We don't want to walk, it said, not as fools, but as wise. A lot of foolish things go around in this day, the last days and time. Things, amen, don't look good sometimes because we don't take this assignment. You don't follow the word of God. This is good instruction.
Yes, it is.
Amen. We got the redeeming the time. In the words, make each step count.
That's right.
You have no time to waste.
Amen.
Redeeming the time because the days are evil. Wherefore be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. Sometimes we have to pray, Lord, give me the mind of you. Because sometimes our mind is crossed the creek. Sometimes I see people do things that save. I say, Lord, why did they do that? Why did they act that way? But you must be not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. You get up in the morning, Lord, what will you have me to do? Where will you have me to go? What will you have me to say? Stay in his will and in his leadership. And be not drunk with wine wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit. We don't want to be drunk with wine. If you're a wine bibble, leave it alone.
That's right.
Say, Lord, help me to be filled with the Spirit of God.
Amen.
And the Bible says those Spirit, it will lead us and guide us in all truth. Speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. I love that. Sometimes through the day and through when things, you know, maybe be going a little hard for me or I'm facing a battle, it's good just to speak to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs.
Right.
I start just singing a song.
Right.
It just picks you up. The Lord can make it anyhow. Amen. Them songs, I'm redeemed. I'm redeemed in the, amen, in the will of the Lord. God, all them good songs, it just picks you up. So that's what we want to do. When you're going through, sing your song.
Yes.
Sister Jeannie, your daddy was like that. Brother Leslie, oh man. He's always humming. He's always singing. And I used to tell him, I said, oh, yeah. And then I really love him because he didn't only sing here in Oklahoma, but he sent out like singing songs to my children. Amen. Books and singing. Oh, it just, we used to love that. And then when I get with him, be seeing him, he's humming a song. He's singing. That's what keeps you happy. Amen. See, spiritual song, singing and making melody to the Lord. Yeah. Praise God. Amen. I like that this morning. All these singles coming up here singing. That was good. I like that. Praise God. And I love singing. I went to certain congregations this time while I was here, and I didn't hear no special songs, and that kind of pricked my heart, praise God. Now, I'm going to tell you, you need to be able to be ready to work for the Lord. You're not come to a service just to look like you're watching TV. Look at them. You see them doing that? Oh, yeah. Amen. Get involved in the service. Amen. Amen. Be a part of the service. Praise God. Whatever you can do, whatever your talent are, use it or you'll lose it. Keep sitting back. Amen. The Lord will take that talent away and give it to somebody else that want it. Hello in here. I'm not going to let the Lord take my talent away. Amen. I'm going to preach. I'm going to sing. I'm going to pray. I'm going to run for Jesus. I'm going to do all of the above. Praise God. Because I am excited about what he's doing. And not only for me, but for all of us. Amen. He woke us up this morning. He started us on our way. We got blood running warm in our veins. We are numbered among the living. We can walk. We can talk. Amen. I think this is my 10th message that I've preached since I've been here. Amen. And I feel like I can preach another 10. Look at God. Amen. Look at God. The battle's supposed to be done playing down by now. You know, I got one more to go, but no, sir. God is good all the time. I ain't going to be a quitter for the Lord. We're on a winning team. And we got the winning ticket. Come on, somebody. These folks that go to these big games, college games, and amen, they go to see who's going to win. Is it going to be this team or that team? But when we walk in here, we know who done. We already know who won. Amen. We ain't got to sit here and see who's going to win. Jesus is the winner. Amen. I said, Jesus is the winner. Amen. Praise God. Amen. And I don't need no battery charges to charge my battery up either. Sometimes your batteries go low. You're dragging. Head hung down. You just can't holler at me. Where your joy? Who do you serve? You serve a disabled God? There's nothing disabled about God. Think about it. As the word says, think on these things.
Yes.
Amen. A lot of things we need to think on. And then as we think, let's get to work.
That's right.
Let's get busy. Amen. Y'all going to call me back?
Yes.
Y'all like this kind of preaching? I know it's kind of tough. Praise God, but I got to tell it like it is.
Amen.
Amen. You know why I tell it like it is? Because I love you. My mother used to spank us when I was a little boy. After I get big, she quit spanking me. But when I was a little boy, she used to boom, boom, turn me up. And she'd say, I'm doing it because I love you. I didn't understand that. She said, I'm doing this because I love you. You know, little minds, you say, you doing this and hurting me? You love me? What kind of love is that? But after I got older, I see that, yes, you just don't let people just do, your children just do what they want to do. You got to show them when you put a little skinny switch. It don't break. It's skinny and it's long. She can be sitting right there and she'll pop them over there. Oh, mom, hold on. Lord, help me. I get to pray. Lord, help me, Lord. The more I pray, the worse the switch got. That didn't help that whipping. But you know what? I look back now. I used to thought my mom was mean. But I look back now. I said, thank you, Lord. I needed that.
Right.
I need every bit of it. That made me who I am today.
Yes.
Praise God. If I didn't get that, I might would be preaching to you today. Yeah. Amen. And you didn't want my daddy to get a hold of you, who was a military man, and he didn't play. Praise God. And when he whipped, you going to know it for not just 3 days, but about a week. Amen. Praise God. So you better walk the chart line. Thank the Lord. And both of us preachers, too. Ain't God good?
Yes.
I thank the Lord for that. I thank the Lord for that. I'm 65, but when I was 25, I wasn't thanking the Lord for that.
That's right.
I said, that didn't feel good, but it was needful.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord. Spare the rod, you'll spoil the child.
That's right.
Amen. So we got any young parents here raising children? Don't think it's funny when they act up. I see sometimes children act up and the parents, look at that, that's cute. No, it's not cute. You let them keep doing that, you'll see that ain't going to work. You're going to get tired of that. So don't fertilize those type of action. Amen. Work with them. Not always you've got to do that. Amen. You work with them. You talk to them. Teach them. Tell them what's right. And then don't only teach them, you make sure you're the example in front of them. Make sure you're the role model. And that's what we need more in this day and time. The role models is not in the home. They's out there partying. Some of them are already in jail. They at other locations. But I used to be a bus driver, and a lot of those girls and boys, they say, can you be my play dad? I say, I can. And it tells me things that are going on in their personal life. And I know you don't supposed to be praying on the school bus. But I say, when it come down to God, I'm going to break that law. They ain't going to take prayer out of me. They might have took it off out of the school. But they didn't never take it out of me.
All right.
Amen. I told my daughters, I said, y'all going on to the public school. Because every morning we pray. And I want you to be an example in front of them folks that don't know the way. And so those young girls, they tell me stuff, and so I give them good example. And you'll be amazing. Now, I was quick driving about 5 years ago, drove about 28 years. And sometimes I'd be walking in the mall, some of them would come up to me. I don't even know them, they look so different. Hey, Mr. Lennon, you used to be my bus driver. I remember you. One female said, you know, I was talking to you about my boyfriend, and I was getting too involved, and you told me I use a slogan, put books before boys, called boys make babies. That's what I used to tell them. And she said, you told me that, and she said, I thank you for that. She said, because that boy that I was telling you about, she said she quit dating him. And she said, and you saved me from getting pregnant. That brought tears to my eyes. I said, look at God. I forgot about all the advice I gave them. But, you know, majority of those folks that rode that bus had single parents in the home. And that was the mother. Most of the time it was the mother. And the father's out of the home. And it's hard. I don't care what nobody say. It is hard for a mother to raise girls and boys and be, you know, it's a challenge. They need that man to make it complete. And that's how the Lord said Adam and Eve, you know, that's a complete family. It really, I mean, you can do it, but it's a struggle. So that's why we need to pray for our families. We need to pray for our friends. We need to pray that the Lord will have his way. Do y'all take that note down? That's an assignment for y'all to know. Amen. I don't want you to forget. My dad used to tell us, I said, Dad, I remember. He said, no. He said, a sharp pencil is better than a long memory. Amen. Write it down. Then you got it. If any of y'all come to my home and come in my office, you'll see so many notes that I wrote. Don't forget this. Things to remember. This and that. It's all painted on the wall here. It's painted on the wall there. And my wife comes in there and look, and she be shaking her head like, this is a messy office. Amen. But I said, honey, leave it alone. Don't mess with my stuff. Amen. Praise God. Because when I get back home, it's a lot of things I got to do. But I know where every place I put my little sticky note to remember. So I write stuff down. Right. Amen. Because I don't want to wear this brains out. Right. Trying to remember everything. I can't. I want to write notes. Amen. And it's good. And that's why I'm making sure. And I see y'all got your notepads. And that's a wonderful thing. Amen. But all right, let's finish reading this here. Praise God. Are y'all praying for me?
Yes.
Please do. Amen. I need it every step of the way. Amen. Praise God. Amen. All right, now, that's Ephesians 5:15. We're going to go ahead and read on down here. Where did I stop at? 17? No, I read 18. I read 19. All right, 20. It said, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Let us give God the thanks.
Yes. Yes.
Thank him for the good. Thank him for the bad. Thank him for everything. I'm glad I'm able to be here to see it.
Yes, thank the Lord.
Amen. Don't complain. Just thank the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of the Lord.
Amen.
Always be humble. Submit. Humble yourself unto the Lord.
Yes, thank
Lord,
you.
What will you have me to do? Lord, what will you have me to say? Lord, lead me into the paths of righteousness. And the Lord would do just that. On my last, I want to say, let the Lord do the driving.
Amen.
Driving. And you be the backseat rider. Because you don't know where to go. And you don't know how to drive. You might say, I got my CDLs. I got some too. But the Lord is my driver.
Amen.
Because sometimes when you get in the front seat, sometimes you be trying to tell him how to drive. Tell him where to go and what to do. The Lord knows what to do.
Yes.
So follow him.
Yes.
And you will always progress. God bless you and heaven smile upon you.
Thank the Lord.
Thank you.
Amen.